Good morning. We're not having worship services today due to the ice and the frigid temperatures and the bitter cold winds. I hate not to have services on Sunday morning, but I'm also concerned about the safety and the welfare of my church family. Last Sunday night, the power went out at the parsonage. The generator did not kick on. I attempted to go out to check it, but there was a layer of ice over the snow. I was warm in my bed for the night. During Monday morning, I put on my heavy hunting coat and sat in my recliner with my two cats, Buddy and Coco. At about 12:30, I was standing at the kitchen window, looking out at the ice and the snow and a layer of ice on a cove across the street. I said to the Lord, "I have heat sources, but they are either broke or I can't get to them. I had a propane infrared heater in the back of my truck, but I couldn't get to it. I said, Lord, help me. About that time, I felt cold air in my face. I thought, now the wind is coming in around the window. Then I looked down. I was standing next to the heat vent. The air was coming from there. The electricity was back on. Praise the Lord. It was 59 degrees when it came back on. Tuesday morning, Lee Bowles and Trey came and broke the ice and shoveled off the snow so I could get out and to my vehicles. Jackie came and got the generator fixed. All was due to a storm of snow and ice. How many times do we face storms? Not just from weather, but the storms of life, trials and troubles of all sorts.
I was sure by now, God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away.
Today I want us to look at the disciples who faced a storm, and let's look at Mark 4, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. I'm going to read that. So if you have your Bible handy, want to look it up, I'll give you a second to look that up. Mark 4, starting in verse 35. And the same day, when the evening was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had went away the multitude, they took him even as was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And when he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? First, let's look at rest and peace are sought after a tiring day. Jesus had begun teaching a new method It's called parables. The setting, they were by the lake shore in a boat he was using as a pulpit. It was like an amphitheater that he preached to. And the crowd was large. It was a huge multitude. And he began with the first parable and it went through a series of parables. After he had spoke to the crowd, he spoke privately to his disciples and he explained to the parables the meaning of the parables. And he had sent the multitudes away. So at evening, Jesus was fatigued, he was tired, and he said, "Let us pass over unto the other side." And he was already in the boat, and other small boats also went with him. Now let's look at rest and peace can be experienced despite a great storm, a wind and waves. Ever been out on the water in a storm? It can humble the strongest of persons. I know I have had several experiences out either on the bay or in the Currituck Sound with rough winds, and the shallow waters cause great waves, and it can be very fearful. And with Jesus and the disciples, the boat was filling with water. I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but that's not very good when the water starts coming in. And of all things, Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat. Now, let's look at rest and peace are a concern of Jesus. The fear of the disciples, they woke him up. "Master, do you care that we perish? We're going down." But then the power of Jesus took control of the situation. He said unto the sea, "Be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Now, let's look at rest and peace comes through two sources. First, through faith. He said, "Why are you so scared?" Jesus asked. "How is it that you have no faith?" Peace and rest through the power of Jesus and his word. They were awed. He could control the wind, and the sea obeyed him. Jesus demonstrated he is the sovereign Lord who has all power, even power over nature. Jesus wanted to strengthen the belief of his followers, belief in him as the Messiah and in his personal care as their Savior. You see, he cares for us just as he cared for those disciples. Jesus shows us his care and power to deliver us through all the storms of life, trials and fearful experiences, no matter what it may be. He's with us. He will see us through. It does not matter whatever the storm or trial is, nor how terrifying it may be, Jesus is able to deliver and bring about the most assuring calm. I know I've experienced that in my life. There have been times that I have faced those storms and trials, and he has seen me through. Remember, Jesus can strengthen us to go through any trial. It is through our faith in him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have you to call upon, and we thank you that the Lord Jesus is there to see us through all the storms of life, just as he saw the disciples through that, and to know that whatever it may be, you're there to help us and to see us through. And I pray that you are with all of our church family today. They're all staying warm and comfortable, having peace with you, and know that we will all get through this, all the great storms of life, even the storms of weather. Amen. Friends, stay safe and warm. Hope to see your smiling faces next Sunday morning in the worship service. My sermon will be Facing the Trials of Life. It comes from James 1, verses 1 through 13. Till then, God bless.